people will call us up and say, you know, I'm interested in your technique course, but I'm getting great results, you know, but, you know, I feel like I need to learn more about this. And it always leads to the question, doctor, what do you think a great result is? And invariably, they spout the manufacturer, well, you know, I treat them 20 to 30 times. And they're always shocked to learn. You know, there are a couple really good studies out there, both by the Mayo and Cleveland clinics, that look at what is the time frame, you know, in terms of episodic discal low back pain. You know, how long does it take a patient's symptoms to resolve if you do nothing to them? Guess what that is? 7 to 10 weeks. 3 times a week times 7 weeks. Mark, you're better at math than I am.
There you have it.
There you have it. And don't think for a minute that they didn't understand this, that the Cleveland and Mayo study showed very clearly that 85 or better percent of these people having done nothing would resolve in that kind of time frame. So what of what docs think is a great result really isn't any result at all, other than maybe you made money. But most guys are not comfortable with the notion once they understand that a great result with any modality is 2 weeks. And interestingly enough, if you treat a patient with respect to directional preference, gravitational bias in a disc, if you are able to position them and you're able to understand how to do time force interplay and you gain stability where there was instability, you're looking at a maximum of a 3 to 5 week time frame to treat most people versus a 7 to 10 week. The 3 to 5 week time frame with minimal recidivism rates, the 7 to 10 week if you're not doing any of the rehab, and they don't teach you to do that, you're looking at 80 to 90% recidivism rates in patients.
Well, if you are in tune with healthcare economics, as most chiropractors are today, that the money's available, not only discretionary money's available in cash, but also reimbursement money's from third-party payers, are not increasing, and getting those results and getting them fast and having them last is absolutely going to be key to success in the future.
Mark, I want to talk about this table, but and I'm going to do that. But you brought up such a great point that I just can't pass on that. You talked about, you know, quick results and long-lasting results. I think the one thing that most chiropractors don't understand about how important that is. It generates much higher referral rates because you're generating much more of that extraordinarily satisfied patient experience. And secondarily,